welcome in to another special podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. My name's John Zagluel, and on today's show, we're welcoming a very special guest, someone who's playing currently on the New Orleans Saints and is ready to make an impact in this year's NFL playoffs. We've got lots to talk about with him, including his insights on the Bears and what would happen if the Saints ended up facing the Bears later on in the playoffs. So this is definitely an interview that you don't want to miss, and I'm so glad that you're here joining us on today's show. Before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Get ready for the 2019 season as the Thunderbolts celebrate their 20th anniversary. Purchase tickets right now at 708-489-2255. Again, that's 708-489-2255 to be a part of history this summer in Crestwood. Well, today I'm really looking forward to bringing you this interview. Our special guest today had an unorthodox and even unusual road to the NFL, but he made it regardless, and right now is the starting linebacker for the New Orleans Saints. During today's interview, we'll be talking about his role with the Saints and this 2018 season. We'll also talk about his experiences with Drew Brees and how his presence has made him a better player. Later on, we'll talk about his personal career and how he started as a wide receiver in high school before being transitioned to a linebacker his senior year. We'll also touch on his time at Arkansas State and how he revitalized his career while in college. And of course, we'll ask him about the Bears and what would happen if the Saints ended up facing them later in the playoffs. At this time, I'd like to thank you for your continued support with this podcast, especially as we move into the new year. Thank you again, and please enjoy today's interview. It's now time for our special guest. He began his NFL career in 2012 as a third-round draft pick by the New York Jets. After four seasons in New York, three of which spent as the starting inside linebacker, he signed with the Cleveland Browns before returning to the Jets in 2017. Last season, he finished with career highs in sacks and combined tackles while leading the league in solo tackles. Today, he's a starting linebacker for the New Orleans Saints and ready for the NFL playoffs. Please welcome DeMario Davis to the show. DeMario, how are you doing today? And thank you for being here on the show.
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
So to start today, DeMario, let's take a look back at this amazing 2018 season for you and the Saints. I mean, you guys finished with the best record in the NFL. You have a legitimate MVP contender in Drew Brees, and you yourself tied a career high in sacks while finishing near the top of the league in solo tackles. How memorable has this 2018 season been for you?
Oh, it's been a blessing, man. From start to finish, we've had one mindset, one goal, and that's what we wanted to end up at the end of the year. And up to this point, we've been able to hit all our goals along the way. It was interesting when I signed here. I just wanted the opportunity to play with a contending team. And now, heading into the playoffs with a really good chance to win it all. And so we're just going to continue with our formula, taking it week by week, but definitely not taking this opportunity for granted.
You know, did you ever expect the season that you're a part of right now back in March when you signed with the Saints? I mean, what were your expectations then when you first signed versus now at the end of the year?
That's what I knew. I knew it was good coming to a team with an offense that could score a lot of points. And when you have that type of situation defensively, you just got to be able to get stops when you need them. And I knew that I could help with that. And that was a big part of me signing with the Saints. And I knew we'd have opportunity to be really good, but just because you always have the opportunity doesn't mean it comes into fruition. So for it to come into fruition, just kind of like how we believed it could, it's been amazing.
DeMario Davis here on Sports Talk Chicago. And DeMario, I know now that the Saints have obviously clinched the first round bye and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So what's your prediction on how far you and the Saints will go in the playoffs this year? What's your thoughts on facing certain competition later in the playoffs, possibly defeating them and going to the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on how far you guys will go?
It's still a part of the climb. It's still a part of the climb. Every week you got to bring your best, and that's what we really focus on. You know, we feel like our best is better than the best of many, and so you know, we try to take that one week at a time. We know we're going to get everybody's best shot because, you know, we are that number one seed, but even more so, it's playoff football. And, you know, there's so much parity in this league. All the teams are so close. You know, all the games come down to that final drive. And, you know, we're just preparing for any situation that we could face, you know, coming along this upcoming journey. And one week at a time. You know, next week we have one at home. It's going to be a tough challenge no matter who it is coming in, and we're going to be on our A game.
And obviously, with you guys locking up that number one seed, you mentioned the game at home next week and home field advantage, of course, throughout the playoffs. How much does that mean to you and your team to be able to play every playoff game except the Super Bowl at home?
I mean, you know, we feel like we have the most electric crowd and the most electric stadium and venue in the NFL. And so anytime we're able to get that advantage, behind us and get our crowd. We know how they come, they travel, and how they come into the game with so much energy. It just makes it for a fun-filled environment, an electric environment, and with the stakes already so high in the playoffs, to have that crowd behind us makes it pretty tough on the other side as well.
And I think another major advantage that you guys have, and we haven't talked about yet, is your quarterback, Drew Brees. I mean, he's the all-time passing yards leader, a Super Bowl champion himself. He's been there before, and a lock for the Hall of Fame. What has it been like for you to be his teammate this year, and what have you learned from him? I know it's different, of course, being an offense versus defense, but being around someone like that, such a legend, how much has it affected you?
Oh, man, it's been amazing. To play with the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, it's just been simply amazing. You know, that's the only thing, that one of the big reasons why I came here is to help him get a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl, because he deserves it. You know, and as many years as he wants to play out, you know, that's my job is, feel like is to make sure he gets those Super Bowls because he deserves it. You know, the best quarterback to ever play the game. You know, I remember not being here and watching games where they would score, you know, 40, 50 points and still not win the game. And so he's always done his part. I mean, his intensity that he brings to the game, the intensity he brings to preparation, I think it's a perfect example to players who play this game of what it takes to be a real pro and to be a champion.
You know, a veteran like Brees can also help ease the nerves of some guys who haven't won a Super Bowl or played in a playoff-type atmosphere. And I know that next weekend will be your first career playoff game. What are your thoughts on that? Are you nervous or excited? What are the emotions that you're feeling going into next weekend?
You know, it's just a missed game on the schedule. You know, we understand that it's single elimination tournament from here on out. You know, so you got to bring your best game. You only get one shot. And so from that standpoint, I'm just locked in on my assignments, locked in on my job, responsibility. Whoever that opponent is, got to be prepared for them. And like you said, when you have Michael Jordan on the other side of the ball, you know, you're just trying to get the ball to Michael Jordan.
Are you worried about some future opponents? I mean, obviously, this is a Chicago website, so you could end up facing the Bears. And I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on having to face the Bears and their run game and Mitchell Trubisky and going up against their great defense if that happened later in the playoffs?
Yeah, you never know what could happen, but I think at this point all the teams in the playoffs are there for a reason. It's not easy to get into the tournament. It's not easy to get into the dance, and all the teams deserve to be there. Certainly have seen the play of that defense out of Chicago and the quarterback play, and they got explosive running backs and good receivers over there as well, and that'll be a challenge in itself. But all the teams that are in the tournament right now, it's all neck and neck, you know. And so it's all about who can execute on Sunday.
Shifting gears to your career, I know that you were a three-sport athlete in high school. And when you started playing football, you were actually a wide receiver to begin. In fact, you hadn't even started playing linebacker until your senior year. So why did that position change happen? And what was the adjustment like for you early on?
I just feel like, well, my coach, he kind of saw it in me. You know, he felt like offense wasn't using me like they should be, and he felt like, you know, I had a better chance of getting a scholarship if I came and played defense. And so he actually recruited me over to the other side of the ball, and I just trusted him on it and came to the other side of the ball. And, you know, he showed me a couple of things that he felt like could help me. And by the end of the year, I had over 100-something tackles, had, you know, about 6 interceptions and quite a few sacks as well. And the scholarship started rolling in, so I guess it paid off.
So you mentioned the scholarships. I know that you ended up making it to Arkansas State for college, redshirted your freshman year before going on to have an amazing collegiate career. But I know that your time at Arkansas State at one point was numbered and it was in question. Why was that the case, and how did you overcome that adversity to become who you are today?
I brought a lot of things from my high school years with me to college, just a lot of things and environment where I was raised up, you know, getting into a lot of the wrong things. And I was always, never had problems in the classroom or never had problems on the field, but more so a lot of struggles off the field. And I think when I got to college and I started spending time with our team chaplain, and he helped lead me to Christ and disciple me into a relationship with God, and I think that's when the transformation happened off the field, and that helped me even more on the field, become the player, and even more so the man the best man that I could be. And I think that's what helped me have the type of career I've had up to this point and be able to have the success off the field that I've had.
You know, when you were drafted in 2012, after your great career and productive career at Arkansas State, how much did that mean to you? I mean, going from a possible afterthought, having some problems off the field, to becoming an NFL draftee, where does that rank in the greatest moments of your life?
It's up there. I think me coming to Christ is one of them. Me marrying my wife is probably number two, and all the births of my kids in no particular order. And then, you know, getting drafted. You know, that was definitely a life-changing experience, and one that I'll never forget.
So you get drafted by the Jets, you end up going to Cleveland, and I wanted to ask you about that because you were there during many of the dysfunctional years that the organization has been going through. How did you end up surviving the Cleveland Browns, coming back to the Jets, and now being on the New Orleans Saints? What was it like for you being on that Cleveland Browns team for that 1 year?
You know, I was thinking about that the other day. I think it's a huge blessing because there's not a lot of people who go to Cleveland and come out go to another team and they're better than they were when they went there. You know, usually people who are not drafted to Cleveland, they end up in Cleveland. That's kind of where careers go to die. And I think it's a blessing that mine was almost like a resurrection. You know, when I went to Cleveland, it humbled me and it made me realize that I wasn't getting individually the things that I wanted to get out of my game. And I had to take a hard look at myself and critique my game from a different level. And from that standpoint, it changed the way that I looked and studied myself and the way I trained. And I think that's been the reason why I've been able to be a more productive player since leaving Cleveland.
And what's great is that, you know, you're on Cleveland, you go to the Jets, and now all of a sudden you're in this Super Bowl race. You have a chance to win a Super Bowl with the Saints. How much would it mean to you to raise up that trophy and be crowned a Super Bowl champion at the beginning of February?
Oh, man, that'd be amazing to put a cap on the journey that I've been on. You know, just even more affirm, you know, God is who he says he is, you know. Says he who is last will be first. And so I definitely would know what it means to be on both ends of the spectrum. But even more so, it's just the journey. You know, that's the destination, but the journey is what's been so amazing with the guys in the locker room, the bonds that we forged along this journey. It's just one of those things that you don't want to end. And so that's why we play. We play for each other. We don't want the journey to end. You know, and so week by week, we got to be locked in.
And before we let you go today, DeMario, I wanted to ask you about your selfless donation to Sam Butler, an avid Saints fan who was senselessly shot on Mardi Gras. Tell me about what you did and why you did it.
I just think it's the right thing to do. There's a kid who reached out and said I was one of his favorite players, and went and visited him and his aunt when he was in the hospital, just kind of built a bond, you know. And so from that point, we kind of just started exchanging texts. His aunt would kind of keep me updated what was going on with him. And then we realized that there was a need. They needed to get a proper vehicle to transport him back and forth to the hospital because they was working out using a two-door car, you know, and he's paralyzed. And, you know, tough to get him out of his wheelchair and into the car and then put the wheelchair into the trunk. We know that, you know, that's not easy to do. And so we just wanted to make an easier transition for them just to help them out. And whenever came an opportunity, we just jumped on it.
Well, DeMario, thank you so much for being here on the show, and good luck in the playoffs this year.
Thank you so much. You be blessed.
What an honor it was to have DeMario Davis on the show today as we talked about his amazing NFL career, the 2018 Saints season, and his thoughts on the NFL playoffs. And how about his story? I mean, this was a guy who was at odds. He was having trouble off the field in college, and many thought he wouldn't return to the game. But his journey, as he talked about during the interview, is just amazing. Him transforming himself and leaving behind his troubled past to become who he is today is impressive, and I'm so happy that he decided to share that story on the show today. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at @ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally. On Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. You can find the subscription box on the homepage of the site. Simply type in your email, click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article directly to your email. And remember, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago, and every podcast from the 2018 and 19 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. And finally, if you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure to tune in to my new radio show every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on 88.5 WHBK-FM Chicago. Every show includes my same hard-hitting sports opinions, Chicago and national sports news, plus very special guests calling into the program. Again, that's every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on 88.5 WHBK-FM Chicago and on Facebook Live on my Facebook page. Thank you again for listening in to today's show, and have a great day.